Welcome back. Let's look at research into yoga and trauma now. I know this is an area that many of you are interested in. So in the practice guidelines of the treatment of patients with acute stress disorder and post-traumatic stress disorder, the American Psychiatric Association identifies best practice treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, as including either pharmacotherapy, so medication, psychotherapy, so counseling, or a combination of both. For acutely traumatized individuals, they recommend supportive interventions, psychoeducation, and case management. And for individuals with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD, they suggest cognitive behavior therapy, CBT, exposure-based therapies, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, otherwise known as EMDR, stress inoculation, imagery rehearsal, psychodynamic psychotherapy, case management, and psychoeducation and group therapy. So I'm not going to go into what all these are, but if you're interested, do go and do your own research online. I'm sure you can find all about those things. So let's look at a study now by Vessel van der Kolk and colleagues called Yoga as an Adjunctive Treatment for Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder, a randomized controlled trial. This was published in the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry in 2014. So in this randomized controlled trial, 64 women with chronic treatment-resistant post-traumatic stress disorder were assigned to either a trauma-informed yoga class or a supportive women's health class. Both groups consisted of weekly one-hour classes for 10 weeks. The yoga classes were described as Hatha yoga and included pranayama, asana, and meditation from a trauma-informed protocol. Simple language was used in the yoga class, and there was an emphasis on curiosity of body sensations, with the instructor using keywords such as notice and allow, and invitational phrases such as when you're ready and if you'd like, you know, just like we've been talking about in the mental health aware yoga training. Students were encouraged to have control over their bodies, such as making choices to modify a posture, to stay in a particular posture, or to let the posture go. Again, I hope this is really familiar to you. At the end of the study, 52% of the participants in the yoga group no longer met criteria for post-traumatic stress disorder, compared to 21% in the women's health class. It's quite a bit, hey? Both groups showed significant decreases in post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms during the first half of the treatment, but these improvements were maintained in the yoga group, while the other group relapsed after showing an initial improvement. The researchers concluded that yoga significantly reduces post-traumatic stress disorder symptomatology in a manner comparable to well-researched psychotherapeutic and psychopharmacological approaches, and that yoga may improve the functioning of individuals with post-traumatic stress disorder by helping them to tolerate physical and sensory experiences associated with fear and helplessness, and to increase emotional awareness and affect tolerance. This study is a randomized controlled trial, and it had a reasonable number of participants, so it's especially exciting to see these results. In a later non-randomized feasibility study designed to build on the previous study, several of the same authors, including Bessel van der Kolk and David Emerson, sought to examine the effect of an extended trauma-sensitive protocol for women experiencing chronic PTSD. This article was called Effectiveness of an Extended Yoga Treatment for Women with Chronic Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder. The six women who completed the study attended one trauma-sensitive yoga class per week and were encouraged to practice at a home with a trauma-sensitive yoga DVD for 30 minutes three times per week. A research assistant also phoned the women each week to remind them about the upcoming classes and to remind them to complete their home practice. While the study was not a randomized controlled trial and the sample size was small, The results showed a significant reduction in post-traumatic stress disorder and dissociation symptoms. In addition, 83% of participants no longer met criteria for post-traumatic stress disorder 1 week after treatment ended, compared to 52% in the previous study. The researchers concluded that while this requires further study, the trauma-sensitive yoga classes were effective in reducing symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder, especially when delivered over an extended period of time, and were able to be delivered by well-trained and supervised trauma-sensitive yoga teachers. It's important that yoga teachers have an understanding of mental health and trauma when delivering yoga classes to this population. And so let's end this lecture on trauma research by coming back to the rationale for using yoga for trauma from the trauma chapter by Moore and Libby in the Yoga for Mental Health book. Yoga classes may be effective in cultivating self-regulation through conscious breathing, meditation, physical activity, relaxation, chanting, and social interaction. Increasing body awareness. And the ability to tolerate unpleasant stimuli, fostering social engagement and support, and providing a sense of safety, predictability, and control. Okay, thank you for joining me for this lecture on trauma and yoga. Again, this is just a small piece of the research, but I hope you've enjoyed it. If you'd like to dive more deeply into the yoga research, you can do this online. Just follow your nose and look for research designs that are randomized controlled trials with large sample sizes or meta-analysis or reviews of the literature. Thanks for joining me.